There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you. Here you are at last. Free yourself from past and walk into the new. Be guided by what's true.
To see the world in a grain of sand, and to see heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hands and eternity in an hour. That's William Blake, who is saying in his poem that if you want to see the whole world in just one grain of salt, and if you want to see heaven in a wild flower, you hold the infinity in the palm of your hand and the entire eternity in an hour. The entire eternity is now and here, in this moment. And when our perception is cleansed, we can see things in newer lights. We can see things as they are. Every moment should become the moment of truth. Every hour should become the hour of infinity. In this moment lies the eternity. When you see the flower, see as if the entire heaven is in that flower. This moment, now. When you sit and listen, just become listening. Forget every other thing. When you speak, just become the speech. When you eat, just eat. Now, this moment is the most important moment of my life. The past is memory. The future is imagination. The only real thing is now, present. People talk about pseudo time. They say past is pseudo time. False. Future is also pseudo time. False. Real time and pseudo time. So real time is this moment. Now, when you are here. Now. This moment, this morning. This day, this month. This is the only reality right now. Whatever that has happened till now, whatever that is going to happen, is unknown. The future is unknown. The past is known. But it is gone. So, the focus should be only on this now. But while staying in this now, there should be preparedness for the future. Because this now is standing on the foundation of past. And this now soon becomes past, and the future will stand on the foundation of this past. And every second is ticking away. The drama is mysterious, uncertain, ill-understood, unfathomable. It baffles the intellect. So yesterday we had seen about Garbh, jail, prison. Today we will see about Garbh, Mahal. So, the problem with death is that all the quotes about death are said by live men, people who are living. So, yesterday we saw about what happens once we die. There are so many stages. And scholars and thinkers and mystics keep on adding new things to that. What really happens, nobody knows. So yesterday we had seen some stages. We'll revise them again. So the first step after death. Yeah. What is the first step? Person is here, is died. Monitor is showing assistively. Disconnection of the soul chakra. That's why you see that a person dies, his feet become cold. That's an experience. So they explained it in this manner. The soul chakra gets disconnected. Second, cutting of astral cord. There is an astral cord which connects the soul to the body. It is cut. Astral cord, umbilicus, that cord is cut. And soul is not ready to believe that my body is gone. So soul is moving around the body. That's why after death, sometimes you see there is a twitch on the face or the finger moves. And for a moment, it gives the impression that the person is alive and not dead. Just a twitch. So they interpret it in such a manner. Not medical science. Just a twitch. That's
the
connection.
Then third. Separation of soul from body. That is like when the body is cremated.
Now the soul has to believe that I am no more. My earthly existence has finished. And the soul one more thing. Here, when the astral cord is cut, they say that soul moves to 12 feet above on the ceiling. And from there it sees everything. what is happening. So when a person dies and we carry his body to the cremation ground, that person himself is a member of that procession. So when we will die, you will be one of the members who will be carrying that procession. But the thing is that you will shout, you will shriek, but nobody will hear your voice. You'll try to convince them that I am alive, but they'll not believe because they don't hear you. So there that the soul gets lifted to about 12 feet. And from there, it sees everything. It also sees, oh, this is happening, that's happening. So then the body is cremated, the third stage. The soul is now moving around its favorite places, the child mother loved. So it will go and see and talk, but the child is sorrowful, unhappy, not hearing the voice of mother. The person was so much interested in money. So the soul is going and checking the locker. My money is there or somebody has taken away. That's one stage. The third stage. The fourth. 7 days. 7 days soul keeps on doing this job. After death. And there is also a feeling of freedom. Because sudden freedom. Body spread. So in 1 second, it can go to bank and check the locker. The next moment it can go in to friend circle and see how they are feeling. The next moment they will go and check condition of wife, children. Something like that. The next step is, as we discussed yesterday, soul enters the dark tunnel. And at the end of the tunnel, it meets ancestors, guides. They welcome. His ancestors, they have taken, but it is shown some guides, some spirits, some ancestors. They just welcome, oh come. They don't stay for long, but it goes, the soul goes on a future journey, a further journey. They say that then the soul enters the astral region. And here, the soul is shown, or soul remembers everything that is done. Rather, a blueprint is created here for the new birth, an agreement. If somebody has killed, avenge, that I have to take revenge. All mixed things are created here. And then an agreement is formed where you will be taking birth. The next, what is going to happen. And then the rebirth. Proper mother, proper father, proper time. And you enter. There is no question of meeting God anywhere. This is just theory. Manmath. Okay. Don't take it as final. But it is something like that. Soul sees everything as a detached observer. The crux of the matter is that if we can do the same thing whilst we are in the body, so many of our fears would be gone. Because death is the most fearful thing. If suddenly somebody comes, soul sees here everything which has done in the past. One person says his wife was suffering from asthma and she used to get those attacks, breathlessness. A past life regression was done and it was found that in the past birth she was the daughter of shepherd and she used to take those sheep in the forest and she used to carry a stick and hit those sheep, but she used to enjoy torturing those sheep and then those sheep would run and they get breathless. In this birth, She used to have that bouts of asthma attack since childhood. So things are deep. Nothing happens without a cause. There are many things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Shakespeare's Hamlet says to his general, Horatio, listen, there are many things that are not dreamt in your philosophy. In heaven and hell, we have not understood things as they are, as they should be. We are far, far away from truth. Rather, science has just scratched. Man has just scratched the surface of science. And man has just scratched the surface of religion, soul. We really do not know such things as soul, supreme soul, time. We have theories and theories and theories, but we have experiences, and based on those experiences, we feel them to be real. But what the reality is exactly, that is not known. So, a blueprint is created, and then the soul seeks a birth. How many days after soul takes another birth? No, it could be years. There is no fixed time. Search, soul keeps on searching. It can take 40 years also. It can take 30 years also. Because people have remembered their past birth. So where they're in between? A soul, suppose a girl has died 1980 and now she has taken birth in 1990 and she remembers, in my past birth I was this. But then where was she for 10 years? So there are so many souls around now searching womb. There might be yet another birth here in between. But sometimes there is a mixed remembrance of this birth also and that previous birth also. It is also possible that there was no birth and the soul was moving around. So at present also, so many souls are moving around. Here also, don't think that you are the only people who are sitting. Somebody is just keeping a hand on your shoulder and standing right behind you. With sixth sense you can see. There are people who can feel, so see souls. They invoke souls, they bring them back and talk with them. What is that book? Khurshid. I forgot her name of that book. Her daughter or children die and she again talks with them. Something like that. It's a big book is there. So, then soul takes birth, fourth or fifth month, it enters the womb. But then there are evidences, they say that even at the last moment soul enters. Nobody knows. And then, so what happens in the womb? If it is a garbha jail, if it is a prison, then two things. Divine vision, sakshatkar and saza, punishment. These two things. And the soul shouts, oh, bring me out. I am suffocating. 9 months in that small place. The accommodation is not very good. I am not happy with this accommodation. I need fresh air. There are no windows. Accommodation has always been a problem. The soul comes out. But Baba says, in the golden age, in Satyug, you will have palace. Now here there are no vikarmas, no sinful activities. So soul doesn't suffer. The Krishna's soul, body dies, goes in another body. So there is no vikarm. So this time, this soul will not have any visions like that. Rather the visions would be where I am going to go. And this body is gone. No new body. So it like there is an happiness. Oh, I am entering a new body. And these would be my mother and my father. So he will have visions. And then they will go into it. So there is no question. That divine vision. And there would be no punishment. That's why it is called Garbha Mahal. But there is one Avyakta Murli. I don't know the 31st May 2020. Which is that Avyakta Murli on that day? That was a Sunday.
31st May 2020. You can find out which Avyakta Murli was on that day. So in that, Baba said, you have to create Garbha Mahal now with your Mansa Shakti, with your power of mind. You have to create that now. So the first generation deity, their parents, so that is not, they are not deities, but their parents, the first generation, for example, mother and father of Krishna. So the mother of Krishna, how her womb will get purified? Because deities cannot take birth from impure garbh, from impure womb. So that uterus needs purification. How that will be done? The first birth deity. Now the golden is just about to start. The confluence age has ended. And all the souls have gone up. And now the golden age is about to start. So parents are here only. But they are not pure. So how? But deities again cannot take birth from impure womb. So Baba said that womb could get purified by three methods. What are they? The first, that soul's own power, that mother's own spiritual tapasya sadhana, because that is somebody who has gone from here only. So that soul must have done a lot of tapasya here. So her own tapasya, its soul's own tapasya will purify that womb, one. Second, the blessings of this Brahmin family. Sakash given by the Brahmin family when that soul was sick. That will purify that womb. That is the second. And the third, God's own Sakash. God's own vibration. So these three things will purify that womb. And from that pure womb, the first generation of the deity, not just Krishna, but all others, would take birth. So before deities, their parents should be ready. And the womb of the mother should get purified. So the great work is already underway. It's going on. 18 January, 86. Okay. So this is the date. Baba said, you have to create Garbha Mahal. Now, the palace. One is that we will be in golden age and all those, that would be automatic. But now you have to give Sakash to purify the world, to purify the parents and the wombs of those mothers of deities. Otherwise, how will they come on earth? And deities cannot keep. And the Prakriti and these five elements should also get purified, because deities cannot place their feet on impure land. So your task is so much, huge task. That's why Baba said, even waste thought is impurity. Don't waste thoughts. Baba said to become full stop yogi. That's a very good word in recent Murli. Which yogi? Full stop yogi. Not comma yogi. Not question mark yogi. Not exclamation mark yogi. Which yogi? Full stop yogi. Statue yogi. Statue. You know, children play the game. Statue. Then you don't have to move. If you are like this, you have to remain like this. Full stop. To put a full stop is purity. Ruling power, controlling power. Last Sunday's Murli. Swarajya Paratantra. All those Baba discussed. So, this palace of womb, the foundation is purity again. Everywhere the same thing. Because impurity is deep in the subconscious, hidden. There are layers and layers of the subconscious mind. We might say that we have purified ourselves to a great extent, but there is one file which is there. That file just needs activation. And it comes on the surface and all the Gyan Yogi. is submerged. Total purification means purification of the entire subconscious mind. So keep pouring and pouring. For example, this is an ink bottle. The bottle ink is finished. The bottle is inky. Now you want to wash it. What you do? You keep it in front of, below the tap water. So now once the water starts entering, the fresh water, what happens? The impure, the inky water first comes out. But looking at the inky water, you say, hey, I wanted to wash it, but what happened? This dirty water is coming. Stop. Don't you do that. Let's try another method. There is no other method. Keep pouring pure thoughts. Keep pouring pure water. A time will come when what is poured, the same thing will come. The layers would get purified because impurity is very deep. Vices are in the subconscious. Very difficult to access them. Very difficult password to open the file. Nobody knows. And sometimes dangerous also. If it opens suddenly it will come and overtake you. And you are gone. That's why. Be on guard. Every moment, every second should become the second of attention, watchfulness, alertness. Alertness, witnessing, watchfulness is spirituality. So create your own garbhamal. Purify. Om Shanti.